Hello.
Hi, this is Jacqueline calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, I was just giving you a call back. There seemed to have been some miscommunication with the service provider we had for you.
I haven't gotten any phone call from them.
Yes, we were working on that. So I think the one we ended up going with was 1:30, but there was, like I said, some miscommunication. And so the quote they have now is $293.45.
Oh my gosh, no. That's a whole lot of money.
There was another one that was 175. Would you like
Oh no.
me to try to call them back and see?
Oh no. So I waited like 2 hours. Oh my gosh, that kind of pushed me back.
You could also, as well, sometimes with Mercury, it doesn't take much to get the roadside assistance up and going if you want to call them and get a quote and see if you can't call back
No,
and.
they don't. They don't. I don't know what they're doing. I don't like this insurance company at all. They just gave me brushed me off, basically saying you don't have roadside assistance, and then sent me off. They didn't offer any help. They didn't say anything. So I'm on my own. I feel like I'm on my own. Like I have no insurance. So now I have to. They just said you need to call roadside assistance and see if they could help you. So that's why I'm calling you. But I had other options. I was going to call places around me to see if they could give me a quote. But because you had quoted me that, that's why I went with you. And I was okay to wait the 2 hours. But now it's like 2 hours. I'm behind on schedule.
Yes, I had an instance this morning where the customer didn't have roadside assistance on their policy, and he was able to go ahead and add that. And then we were able to get him assistance that way.
They right away if I add it, if I add the roadside assistance to my policy, you're
I mean,
saying?
earlier this morning, it was able for me to come up right away.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that, but let me do that. Let me just call Merck. Can you? I don't know if that's the case because I'm just going with what you're telling me. I think that they usually say it like, oh, if you add the roadside assistance, you have to wait 24 hours before you call something. But we could try it that way. That's the only thing I could do, which I'm like really bummed out because now the mechanic was waiting for it at 10 o'clock, 10:30, and so that he could have my car ready by the end of the day.
Yeah,
So now I'm
unfortunately,
like,
Monday is just really busy, especially for California.
I know, but this is just misinformation that was given to me, you know? I understand it's busy, but one thing is busy and one thing is giving you misinformation. If you would have told me, if they would have told you the right price, I would have said no right off the bat. Like, no, it's too high. But because they give you the wrong price, no, I was under the impression that they were going to take it. You see what I'm saying? It's not your fault. I'm just saying it's a misinformation that was passed on to you and then to me. So now it just puts me 2 hours behind schedule.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
So can you explain me what should I do now? You think I should call Mercury and add the roadside assistance and then call you back right away?
Yes,
Or
and
you
then
could
we can see if it's able to come up or if the Mercury agent can verify that they're going to cover the roadside assistance for today for whatever reason. If it doesn't, if.
let me actually can you call me within maybe like an hour just so I could talk to you and then you could verify, and even if it's not coming up, we could wait until later today and we could check like after lunch to see if it's still coming up, and if we have to wait another day, then let it be. I can't pay 200 and something. That's a lot of money.
No, I understand. If you would like to give us a call back, I unfortunately have to move on to other things, so I can't guarantee that you'll be talking to me.
Oh, I just wanted to talk to you because you know the case, you know the situation. And if I talk to another agent, they might just give me again
Well,
their.
all your information is here in this ticket for the tow. So, like, I can write everything down.
Oh, my God. This is not okay. Okay. Okay, so you're saying basically just call Mercury and then at the roadside assistance and then call you back, like, after lunch, just to see if it's showing up.
Yes.
Right?
If it, and if also, if it doesn't show up, if we get a Mercury agent on the phone and they mm-hmm. say, yes, we're going to cover this, we can fix that.
And even with the roadside assistance added to my insurance, I think you guys still charge, like, some quote, right? Like, some fee.
If it's above your service limit. Like, if you have a limit of 15 miles, you know, and your tow's, like, 18, you would have to pay the 3 miles out of pocket. But it wouldn't be nearly as expensive as paying for the whole thing.
I know. Okay. Are you able to transfer me back to Mercury or no?
I can transfer you to Mercury if you'd like.
And what was your name? So at least I know.
My name is Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline, that's right. Okay, Jacqueline. Well, thank you so much for the bad news.
You're welcome. Give me one second. I'll get you transferred over.